It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, kid?
It's Monday and it's football season, so we got some NFL chit-chat.
Hey, you're the guy who wants to talk about football.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Obviously, another full weekend of great, great football. I'm going to just start off by saying Packers 3-0, baby. 3-0-ho. What's up?
It's because they got the easiest schedule ever.
Don't you dare.
How's it feel?
Don't you dare. Because it's not true when you talk about the Packers. When we talk about the Patriots.
They play the Lions. They play.
No, they played the Bears.
The Bears are tough.
They played the Broncos, who were 0-2, but still, the Broncos are tough. You got Chubbs and, what's that other guy's name? Those two just mean defensive ends.
You talking about Chubbs from Happy Gilmore?
Yes. Chubbs. You took his hand. Give me the ball, alligator.
No, yeah, I can say Green Bay played good. I caught a part of the game. We had like four games on at the bar I was at yesterday. And you know what I realized? It's better to just focus on one game.
It's hard to bounce around.
Because if you're bouncing around like three or four games, it seems like you just miss everything, every important thing from any game.
Pick a game that you want to watch and then check out the highlights on ESPN afterwards.
Do you ever do Red Zone?
No, I don't.
I've never really sat down and just watched Red Zone before, but maybe that's the solution.
Yeah. If we look at some scores here from this past weekend, Thursday you had the Jaguars and the Titans. Jaguars won.
Seems like all the good games are on at 1 o'clock yesterday.
Yesterday, Cowboys beat up on the Dolphins 31-6. Dolphins are just
They're terrible.
The worst.
But you know what though? The Cowboys for a little while there it wasn't 31-6.
No,
Decently close.
It started off close. I think that's how the first game the Dolphins played too, and then it's just gone.
Because I specifically remember saying to my buddy, because he's a Cowboys fan, I'm like, dude, if you guys lose to the Dolphins,
bro. Bad.
Granted, it's like people have been talking trash, like hard trash, like the Dolphins are the worst team I have ever seen ever in the NFL. You know what? You come off of a week with people talking shit like that, you're going to play a little bit better.
I don't see how you can say that when you had the Browns, who had a winless season.
I know, man.
Why don't we wait? It's the third week of the season.
You know what? Not to mention that the people on the Dolphins, playing for the Dolphins, are in the one percentile of guys who make it to the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
So here you are. You're a phenomenal athlete. You're a star in your hometown.
Yep.
You've had nothing but praise your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the NFL, and then you got these critics saying,
"You suck! The worst team I've ever seen." They could legitimately lose to a powerhouse college team. Like, they were saying that on ESPN. Like, dude, that's kind of offensive.
Yeah, you said that about the Lions.
I know, but I'm not an analyst on ESPN. I'm just Hunter on a Plan B morning
show.
It
makes more sense. An analyst says it. You're just you.
I know. Yeah, but I'm smart. And I know that they could lose to a team.
I'm smart like a tack.
Right.
Bills beat the Bengals 21-17. Eagles lost to the Lions 27-24. Watch out, Lions fans. This is your year.
I'm just saying, be careful. Be careful, because when they play you guys in 2 weeks, and if you lose, dude, it's like it's a shitstorm.
I'll never feel bad. Lions fans can say whatever they want. Matt Stafford has never won a playoff game. I don't care what everyone says. Yeah, you've beat the Packers on a couple off years. 2017, Rodgers was out because of a cheap shot, broke his collarbone, and then last year he had that bummed up knee from the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Tread lightly.
I will walk all over the stupid Lions.
Because if you guys lose to Detroit, oh my God.
Aaron's still got a Super Bowl ring, and Matt Stafford has never won a Super Bowl. Or he's never won a playoff game. Yeah. How do you never win a playoff? He was the highest paid quarterback, and he's never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
He's a good quarterback.
He's never won a playoff game. Yeah,
but he's never had a great team to throw to.
Oh, horse shit.
He's a good quarterback.
That's a bunch of horse shit. Patriots beat the Jets. Big whoop, 30-14.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just to let you know.
Yep.
Just to let you know, I've had four people this weekend. Literally four people say, what's the deal with Brock and Mahomes?
Oh,
dude, they were legit pissed. I'm like, dude, don't get mad at me. Mahomes.
Get mad at Hunter. Get mad at Hunter.
I was like, dude, don't get mad at me. He's like, they're like, dude, what the fuck is his problem with Mahomes?
He's like the greatest quarterback that's ever come out of, you know, Kansas City, and he wasn't even supposed to be an NFL player. He was supposed to pitch. Did you know that?
If he was so great, he should have been a starter his rookie year. But no, he was on the bench.
This is Brock, so don't come to me.
Riding the bench like a little bitch.
I love Mahomes.
Again, it's fun. I've built it up. I have no problem with Mahomes' talent as a quarterback. And again, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. He is a very talented young man, but he's had one good season. Yeah, it was a great season, but he also has tremendous targets. The fact that their tight end has as many touchdowns as most receivers.
Just don't downplay Mahomes anymore.
Let's get him a playoff win. Let's get him
a playoff win.
They haven't won the playoffs.
They haven't gone to the playoffs.
They've gone, but he didn't win. They were in the playoffs, but they didn't win. They lost their first playoff round.
Okay, just let me give
watch out! He's the greatest.
Just give let me give you a fact.
Yeah,
as of now, he is doubled. What anybody, Aaron Rodgers, anybody that has ever played in the NFL, if you take his season last year and where he's at right now in the second season that he started,
mm-hmm.
he has doubled every stat of every quarterback that's ever played the game.
Yeah, that's
and you can't take that from him.
I will, because he's only played two seasons. Not even. He's played a season and not even a quarter yet. Give it some time. And honestly, he's starting to show some faults, too. He had a lot of overthrown balls that game against who? Who'd they play?
It was a close game.
Not at the end. It was close. They played the Ravens. And again, the Ravens are no slubs.
No.
But, you know, it was 33-28.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's the same thing I'm upset about now with Tom Brady. Tom Brady is going to have a phenomenal year because their schedule is a fucking joke. All right? It's a joke.
Yeah, Tom Brady's not good. The New England Patriots aren't good. Belichick's not good.
If you're going to sit there and tell me that their schedule is not easy,
dude, put them in any other schedule, they're going to win. They're going to win. They're the best team. They're hands down the best team that the league possibly has ever seen.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, then call me dumb and like five other analysts that study the game.
Brady didn't throw a touchdown
in
the Super Bowl.
Look at his stats.
Yeah, that's great. He's been in the league for how many years?
How are you such a hater?
It's just because everyone's...
The stats alone. All right, here's another fact.
Everyone's building this team up.
Take his Super Bowls away. Because, the rings don't matter. Yes, they do.
No,
it's
they
the
do.
Fucking
course,
point of playing in the NFL.
Of course they do, but it's a team
All right,
sport.
Take these Super Bowl rings away.
Yeah.
He is still top three, if not number one, in every single quarterback category ever.
We'll do quarterback
So,
stats.
Yeah, take the Super Bowls away. He's still, like, number one by far in basically every category.
Oh, he's actually underneath Rodgers in yards. Oh.
In what, all time?
Oh, quarterback National League. Oh, he's under Rodgers. Oh,
in what, one category?
And he's number seven, actually, in that
one category.
Let's see. All right, we are going to do, of all time, regular season.
There's just okay. dude, there's no comparison, and nobody will back you up on
here
this.
Here we go. Let's see. Let's do quarterback.
Just pick one. Just randomly pick one.
Well, I'm looking what the stat is. By player position. It says Roethlisberger's number one. Is that this year? Oh, yeah. Can we do all seasons? How do you do all seasons?
It's just, dude, he's it's to the point now where, like, nobody can deny anything.
Well, that he's the greatest?
He's the greatest.
I'll deny it till I'm blue in the face because he's not the greatest. And even by stats, he's not. It's
greatest
all everyone looks.
All
everyone looks at rings. And again, all right, fine. I'll get. You know what?
How
I'll
can
let
you take
have,
rings out of this.
I'll
scenario.
Let you. I don't take him out of there. Right. But again, you can't. When he's still not number one on all. If he was number one on all the right. stats, I'd say yes.
All right, then
I'd
then,
say yes.
Then rebuttal this fact.
Yeah.
That I told you the other day. You can split his career into three, and he has three.
It's fantastic. That's great.
Three. He could be in the Hall of Fame three times. Nobody has ever done that. Nobody has even came close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very impressive.
So take the rings away. We'll talk about Hall of Fame then.
It's a team sport, though. It's a team sport. So you can't sit there and say, it's all because of Brady. It's all because of Brady.
A lot of it is.
He didn't score a single. He didn't have a single throwing touchdown last Super Bowl.
Dude, nor did the other team that was fantastic.
Yeah, they did. They had a throwing touchdown.
A throwing touchdown.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what? They run it in, New England?
No, they didn't. It was. Oh wait, no. What was it? What was
who
it?
Won?
It was the Patriots. That's great.
Who won?
But Brady didn't do anything that game.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
How does the quarterback,
look at the facts.
How does
look,
the quarterback the not throw a touchdown?
Look at his stats.
It's all Brady. It's all Brady.
It's a lot,
it's
a
not.
Lot of Brady.
No.
It is.
Are you, he handed off the ball. Good job, Brady. Jesus Christ.
So he's not calling audibles. He's not a team leader. He's not taking them to the Super Bowl.
Where are my – where's that stats? I got to find this because –
dude, the last thing is I could say he's got three Hall of Fame careers in one. You cannot fuck with that.
You put him on any other team, wouldn't
have
it.
Oh, here we go.
Wouldn't have it.
Yeah, he would.
So who's better then? Overall, who's better, Mahomes or Brady?
Brady. Absolutely.
Everyone's saying that Mahomes is the
he's great. But he's nothing compared to Brady. How many Hall of Fames does he have?
But wait, right now, this goes back to what I was saying. Everyone getting mad at me for getting on Holmes. I'm like, he has nothing right now, so we need to back off.
I'm talking about as far as where he's at now in athleticism, and it's just you can't take it away from the guy because he hasn't – dude, he hasn't screwed up.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Passing yards, career – Drew Brees is number one. Actually, I'm actually gonna say this right now. Drew Brees is the best quarterback. He is number one.
I love Drew Brees, but dude, no.
Passes completed.
Just stop.
How can you say that? He has more yards passing. Passes completed. Drew Brees. Tom Brady's number four.
Okay.
Passes completed. Drew Brees, number one. Pass attempts. Well, I guess that doesn't really matter. Brett Favre has the most. Holy shit. 10,000 attempts. All right, so pass attempts there. Passing yards, number one, Drew Brees. Tom Brady's number four. Pass touchdowns. Peyton Manning is number one there. How did Peyton Manning have the most?
How many is that?
539. How did Peyton Manning get that? That guy couldn't throw a spiral to save his goddamn life.
He got it there, though,
he
somehow.
He was a smart... passer rating, we all know who has that one. Aaron Rodgers.
It's the only one he's in.
Aaron Rodgers. Longest pass. Let's see who has the longest pass. It's not in there. What the fuck? What happened? Go back. All right, now we're going to do passes intercepted. Brett Favre's number one, 336. Drew Brees is probably, Eli Manning's on there. Yeah, it's all these old guys. Vinny Testaverde's on there.
Where's Drew Brees at?
Drew Brees is number 15 on that one.
Where's Brady?
Brady is...
Not on the list.
Roethlisberger's 31. Let's see. He's on. Tom Brady's number 47.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Matt Stafford. I'm still looking for Aaron Rodgers because he's. I don't even think he's on this list. Good Lord. Aaron Rodgers is number 158. You know why? Because he doesn't make mistakes. Doesn't make mistakes.
That's because he's the greatest of all time.
We're gonna keep going. Passing yards per game. Go. Drew Brees, number one. Tom Brady's number six. Matt Stafford's number three.
See?
What? All right. So, once again, yards per pass attempt. Number one. Otto Graham. Okay, that doesn't count. Aaron Rodgers is on there. Bart Starr. Drew Brees is number 19, but he's still ahead of Tom Brady. Still ahead of Tom Brady. Yards per pass completion. Okay, this one's now we're getting deep. Let's see what else there is. Pass completed percentage. Drew Brees, number one. Tom Brady's number 14. Aaron Rodgers, number nine. So again, let's end this conversation. Drew Brees is the best quarterback to ever play the game. Overall stats, you can't argue with it. He was number one in every single one of those categories. But because he doesn't have the rings, because he's been on a shit team, they only have one Super Bowl, he's not even in the contest. I'll even say, you know what? He doesn't get enough credit as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's number one in every category. And he just is pushed off the side because of Super Bowls. Think about that. Think about that right there. Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. Drew Brees has been to more Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the conversation? Aaron Rodgers... Tom Brady.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Drew Brees should be, maybe Drew Brees is on a
different level.
Different level all his own. How does a guy who has a team that, I mean, he's brought that team back from the brink of nothing to win a Super Bowl.
It's just like the argument of if you put him on a different team, why would he go to a different team? Why would you put him on a different team?
That's true. It's
his choice.
Almost to fault has he been true to the Saints. A guy of that talent could have went to some other teams and had maybe a couple Super Bowls.
Best quarterbacks stick with their team. Man.
Eli Manning has two Super Bowl rings over Drew Brees.
But he's always played for the Giants.
Always played for the Giants.
Dude, I'm telling you, some of the greatest stick with one team. It's like when you start trading teams, I don't know.
And to be fair, too, though, the Saints should have went to the Super Bowl last
Absolutely.
Year. And they would have won last year. They would have won.
Yeah, how can you say that? They're playing the Pats, bro.
Yeah, and the Pats didn't throw a touchdown.
That's great.
They got shut down.
They won! They won!
Barely! Yeah, that's great. They won! But they played a team. They played the team that only got there because of a blown call. They shouldn't have been there.
So I
guarantee
you. So you take all the rest of the game out, one blown call, they're just a trash team now.
Didn't say a trash team, but the Saints. If they shouldn't have beat the Saints, then the Patriots should have walked them. Either way,
you're going to put your money on the Saints, even though the Patriots have proven over and over again that they're champions. They win Super Bowls,
but
they've lost
to the Eagles, and they lost to and you're talking about Tom Brady's career. They lost to the Giants twice, and they lost to
they lost
to the Eagles, and they almost lost to last year's.
So those
team.
Are the Super Bowls they lost. Yeah. Three. How many Super Bowls have the Saints been to? How many Super Bowls have?
Nine. That's nine in Brady's era.
Nine Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So
I'm not taking anything away from the Super Bowls.
Bro, he could have nine Super Bowl rings right now.
Yeah, he could, but
that's
he doesn't.
That's fucking ridiculous.
He doesn't. He lost to Eli Manning twice. That's embarrassing. He lost to a backup. He lost to a backup.
Tom Brady is trash.
Lost to a backup. Lost to Nick Foles.
Can you wrap your brain around that?
No, it is. It's impressive.
Nine Super Bowl
visits. It's impressive, but you got to call a spade a spade. It's not just a quarterback that's winning the game. And I just went over the stats with you, and Drew Brees skunked everyone.
How the fuck can you take that away from Tom Brady?
What? Because he didn't win the Super Bowls himself.
Is he walking around saying, I'm the greatest? All the games.
It's everyone else.
It's you fucking haters.
I don't have a problem.
You guys are making him better. You know that, right?
It's not Brady. I don't like it. It's everyone else who says he's the greatest ever. He's not. Look at the stats. He's on probably the greatest team with the greatest coach.
You know what? I'll give you a Max Kellerman argument.
Mm-hmm.
He is the greatest of all time. Maybe not the best of all time.
Yeah.
The best of all time, he's not. Okay, that's fine. Take that. Make up a fucking category so you haters can take something with you besides admitting that goddamn Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
I tell you what, you can't have the greatest of all time in a team sport. You can't do it. Tiger Woods, greatest of all time, because that's one-on-one. That is a guy, but on a team sport. Now, yes, I can't even say it. Because the greatest of all time when it comes to something like this is stats, overall numbers. Tiger Woods, there's no arguing. It's Tiger Woods versus everyone else. Even with basketball.
He doesn't have many championships as Jack Nicklaus. So what does that mean? That he's not?
Actually, yeah. No, Jack, if you're looking at titles, how do you register
majors?
Golf?
He doesn't have as many majors as Jack Nicklaus.
So there you go. Then he's not
the greatest of all time.
Then
that's
I'll
bullshit.
I'll say Jack Nicklaus is the greatest
that's
of all
such,
time.
That's such trash. It is such trash.
I don't think you can say the greatest of all time. Now, you can say athletic. You can say the smartest mind in the game.
Okay, how about this? The greatest franchise of all time.
Oh, there. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Greatest franchise of all time.
Can't argue that.
But you can't put it all on one guy.
You can't
have
the greatest franchise of all time without one of the greatest quarterbacks,
And
right?
I'll say, no, that's true. One of the greatest, but you can't call him the greatest when he is not even close to the stats that Drew Brees. Put Drew Brees on the Saints. You're telling me he wouldn't? A guy who has way higher stats.
Or the Patriots.
The Patriots, yeah.
I mean, he's going to play great.
He is. I'm not saying that's...
He's going to play great. But, dude...
There's never an argument.
You
got to
consider relationship, too. And I'm not saying that Drew Brees is bad with coaches and not. He's probably fantastic.
Everyone has said Drew Brees is great.
You can't... Quarterbacks aren't all the same and interchangeable. It comes with attitude, and it comes with practice, pregame preparation. Yeah. I mean, there's more to it than just... than stats, and this guy's got a killer arm. He can whip it 85 yards. He must be one of the greatest.
And this is what I'm looking at. And again, you know? That also goes back to my Mahomes thing. He's had one good season, and everyone thinks, oh, God, the next big. We don't know yet. We're going to wait and see.
Better than good.
He's a very talented guy, mm-hmm. but there's also a lot of other great talent. Now, we got to talk about the top-tier quarterbacks. All right, that's what we look at. Mm-hmm. In my mind, top-tier quarterbacks are interchangeable when it comes to good teams. Because that's at a totally different level. You got guys like Manning. You got, and they've shown it. Manning won Super Bowls on two different teams. There's multiple quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls or had successful seasons on multiple teams. Mm-hmm. Top-tier quarterbacks, you can interchange. They'll be more successful on certain teams than they are on other, but they'll still be successful. That's what I'm getting. I'm not saying Tom Brady's not going to do well. Tom Brady would probably do well on the Browns, but he's not going to have six Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what I mean.
You're absolutely
right there. You put Tom Brady on the Dolphins right now, yeah, he'll probably still make some great throws, probably make the Dolphins a better team, but that doesn't mean he's making it to the playoffs.
I just feel like that's just such a cop-out argument for Tom Brady haters. I mean, he'll never go to another team.
You know why?
Because he's not fucking dumb.
But he created
that franchise almost.
But then you also can't say, though, that he is the only reason because you've never seen him on another team. You don't know if he would do as well on a different team without the tutelage of one of the greatest coaches of all time. And also people who set up a team to succeed.
I'm just saying, you can't downplay the guy.
I'm not taking anything away from him.
He proved himself on his like fourth ring.
I'm swallowing my pride saying that Drew Brees is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers when you look at the stats. When you look at the stats, Drew Brees was number one in all of those.
Yeah, but if you take Aaron Rodgers and put him on the Saints and then switch, I mean, just...
I'm not saying he had the same, but you put Drew Brees on the Patriots, I bet you six rings. You put Aaron Rodgers on there, probably six rings.
I disagree. The comeback kid. Tom Brady is the comeback kid. How many times has Tom Brady had
Rodgers,
the ball?
Rodgers, how many?
Rodgers bombs the ball and
they still win? Caught.
They have.
They still
I'll
win?
Admit that. But they don't call him the comeback kid because he's bombing the ball. Brady is strategically winning games like that with 45 seconds left with 75 yards to go. How many times has he done that?
There's a lot of quarterbacks.
How many times does Drew Brees do that? Not a lot.
Here we go. Let's give Mahomes 20 years in the league. Maybe he'll surpass Brees and everyone. We don't know. It's just I'm not taking anything away from the talent of Tom Brady. He's mm-hmm. a very talented guy. But this talk of him being the greatest ever cannot be thrown out there like that because he's been on one of the greatest teams ever.
You can't say, though, that I don't have an argument.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just telling you where I stand as far as, and everyone's just like, well, you just hate him because he wins. No, but what you got to look at where it's at. And I guess that blanket statement of the mm-hmm. greatest ever mm-hmm. is a hard thing for anyone to swallow on a team sport.
So can you say that Michael Jordan isn't the greatest of all time? Because that's a team sport. Because people consider Michael Jordan, and it's not an argument in basketball, that he is the greatest of all time.
What
if he didn't have Rodman? What if he didn't have Steve Kerr?
I don't know enough of the overall basketball stats. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look at it though. You take away all those players. Jordan, he's a fantastic player. But you take away that entire Bulls team mm-hmm. that they won four mm-hmm. in a row, basically. Mm-hmm. No, he probably wouldn't be as successful. He wouldn't have all of those rings because it still is a team sport.
Michael Jordan left for 1 year to play baseball.
And they didn't win.
What happened to the Bulls?
They didn't win. Didn't they make it, though?
They made it.
So, again, he's a guy that can change the outcome of a game for mm-hmm. sure. But he also had an amazing team that got them to the point. You got Rodman bringing down rebounds. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Rodman ripping down rebounds, getting Jordan the ball, you're not winning. It is
a weird argument.
Yeah.
It's a cloudy argument there. I agree with you on that.
For me, I'm not taking anything away from Brady. What he's done on that team is amazing. But I don't think... And this is something we'll never have an answer to.
What he's doing right now up until the game yesterday, he's setting records, man. Like 30-0 it was yesterday.
Yeah,
and he didn't skip a beat. No, it was like 14. They scored 14 yesterday.
No, it was the...
It was 30-0 for a while, then I think they got two at the end.
Where was it? I just had it. God damn it. Where's it at? Patriots, for fuck's sake, where's it at?
I think people are...
Oh, Jets, 30-14.
14, yeah. Yep. They did score two at the end.
But now, and then again, 200. You got to be honest with me on this. You can't tell me, looking at their schedule this year, that it's not a joke of a schedule. And I know that's not their fault. They have nothing to do with that. But now we're looking at, oh, Brady, he's throwing left. Yeah, they're playing. Every team they play in the first nine games didn't make the playoffs.
You know what my argument is to that? And step the fuck up, other teams.
Oh, God. Unfortunately.
Step up.
But now this goes into a totally other argument that you, or a discussion we've had is the NFL broken right now because of the gap in talent? You have these teams that are just the Chiefs destroying people. You have the Patriots destroying people.
I honestly think it's the team's fault and the way they run the teams or something because, dude, you're still getting top tier. It's the NFL we're talking about. Everybody's a tank. Everybody has potential. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the potential to be great because you are great.
So then where is the fault then? Does the NFL need to start regulating teams more? How do you get that way?
No, I really think it's just the attitude going into the season. It's what happened last year.
Yeah, but none of these guys want to lose.
I know.
You know?
It's just weird how it's like sometimes, man, like the Dolphins, like they were saying, the worst team. But, dude, it's full of fantastic top-tier NFL
athletes.
They're
all top-tier. Absolutely.
You know?
Again, the worst guy.
Is it because South Beach is two blocks away? I mean, that probably could be kind of tough.
I always go to this. The worst guy in the NFL.
Is
still in the NFL.
Dude, an NFL punter would be a superstar.
Yeah.
Of course, on your high school football team, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude.
And that's why I think it's so funny when you have all these armchair quarterbacks that are losing their fucking minds, and it's like, dude, you don't know.
Yeah,
but also, too, you don't want to see crappy games, and you don't want to see blowouts. I fucking hate that. I'm not here watching college ball.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we went off on a long tangent. We were going to go over scores and talk about that. I wanted to talk about the Patriots dropping Antonio Brown.
Oh, my God, dude.
Holy shit.
You know what?
He was on the team for a week.
You know what that says? There's something up with that dude. He got the text message.
It was the rape allegations.
He keeps texting or whatever, and that was, like, the reason.
Yeah.
But I can just tell that Belichick was probably talking with some other dudes and just saying, you know what, do we need this baggage?
Well, and Belichick doesn't put up with that shit.
He doesn't.
He walked out of a press conference because of the constant Antonio Brown questions. He's like, I'm done. Fuck you guys.
I'm sure Tom was.
Oh, Tom's too. Yeah, he's not going
to. I'm sure he's like, damn it, dude. It'd be nice to be able to throw to this guy.
But Tom also doesn't want poison in the locker room.
Hell no, dude, because that literally can destroy a team, man. And you know what? I just think they looked ahead. They were kind of, they gave him a week as like a test.
Yeah.
And like, dude, you fuck up once, you're done. And he did.
That's crazy.
You know what's crazy,
and you
too?
Know what a moron. Dude, he could have had, there's a very good chance a Super Bowl ring at the end of the season if he would just shut his mouth and done his job.
Bro, it's extremely possible that that's the last team he'll ever see, play for.
I did read somewhere that.
It's actually more likely, I heard, that he will never see another snap again. You went from $30 million to nothing.
Yep, all because.
You went from the cover of Madden.
Yep.
To just nobody wanting you.
Madden curse, bro.
What?
Dude, and it's his own fault. Him sitting there, you know, and what a shitty example. Actually, this is, I don't want to wish bad on anybody, but his video he posted when he got the call that he was let go from the Raiders, and he went running out, I'm free. That's a shitty example to set for kids.
Yeah, and,
but you know what? Now this is kind of that karma coming back. Be like, that's how you want to act. Yeah, he went from 30 down to what, 5?
People don't mess around in the NFL. No. He was the greatest receiver in the NFL probably last year. I mean, that's how you get to be on the cover of Madden, I guess.
Yep.
But, dude, you can go from that to not seeing a snap.
30. All because, my helmet.
You need to evaluate yourself and what you say and what you do.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised his agent wasn't just like, dude, we are going to sew your mouth shut. We are just completely locked down. Complete lockdown. Let it blow over. Catch some balls.
Yeah, just don't do anything.
Dude,
give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Literally can go through the motions and still be one of the greatest, probably. Yep.
And not to mention having a team like the Patriots and Brady
on
throwing
your side.
Yep. He blew it. So take that as a lesson, kids. Keep your mouth shut. Work hard. Do your job.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Anyway.
Yeah. Antonio Brown, I'm sure that's the last. Well, I mean, they'll be talking about him for a while.
It'll peter out quick, though. Yeah, I was going to say, we'll wrap up. There was actually some really close games overall. I mean, there was a couple that were kind of blowouts, but Colts and Falcons were close. Chiefs and Ravens.
We got the Bears tonight. Was it Bears and what?
Bears and Redskins.
Redskins any good?
Redskins are, I don't know. Redskins.
I used to have a Redskins Halloween costume when I was a little kid. Remember the Hutch? Remember the Hutch helmets?
Oh, dude, yeah, I had a Packers one. I think
you got them at like JCPenney or something.
Where it doesn't Redskins record. They are.
It's basically what NFL players are wearing nowadays: Hutch pads. It's basically just a piece of foam.
They're 0-2 right now in the NFC East. Huh.
I'm sure Bears will be.
I got a feeling
pretty well off tonight.
Probably.
But it's the NFL. You never know.
Oh, there you go. I'm done talking. I'm tired, man. That is going to wrap it up for your Monday NFL chit chat. I'm exhausted.
It's
going
to be fun. I think we're doing this every single Monday.
Yeah, well, there's...
It's all in good fun, but I think it's going to get...
No, fuck you. I hate you.
It's going to be heated.
You're a real
this
piece
season.
Of shit, Hunter. You know, we're just going to have the same argument every single Monday.
All right. Except I'm going to shut up when Rodgers... If Rodgers loses a game, I'm going to be like, eh, okay, let's be easy on this one.
No, he's not going to lose. He's 3-0, baby. 3-0.
Yep.
3-0. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys next time.
Yes.